Joel Smallbone of For King and Country. Their new book and film, both releasing this fall, are both called Priceless. And as you touched on there just a moment ago, a big focus of this story is on human trafficking. Why was this an issue that you really wanted to shine a light on, Joel?
If you turn the lens in and you just ask the simple question, if we are image bearers of God and we are all individual and unique and we're all priceless, what's the antithesis of that? And that would be that we can be bought, that our bodies can be bought, or that our affections can be bought.
Right.
And so there was a part of that that was just this side of really bringing to light and starting a conversation about something that is not only internationally where learning is a sort of tragic reality, but it's also something domestically in America, and that's part of the reason we wanted to film it in America, is because it's a very real, this idea of human trafficking is very real in America. But when you pull the lens back out of that even a bit further, you realize that this is a cause and effect. And what I mean by that is, in a modern context, we as young men and women are being bombarded more than ever with advertisements and almost, I dare say, indoctrination about who we are, who we should be, how we should interact, man to woman, woman to man, where we find our self-worth and all the rest of it. And the film is really, hopefully, a subtle debunking to men saying, hey, men, you know, we are not just primitive sexual creatures. There is a stronger, more dignified version inside us that wants to protect a woman and wants to be chivalrous and love well and make these life-bounding, binding commitments. And then to women, saying, hey, that your self-worth is, rather than it being found in your figure, or rather than it being found in what kind of guy thinks you're attractive, that we are all image bearers of God, as I said, and that our sort of dignity and worth should be found first and foremost in God. And then it sort of resets all of these horizontal relationships, if you will, and so I hope that there's two things people walk away with. One is that internal, like, here I am. This is sort of a conversation of who I am and where I'm finding my identity. And then secondly, the reality of this, that there are more humans enslaved today than ever in history or any other time in history, and that this is a very real thing. And what are we doing as a global citizen to thwart this evil amongst us?